Texans Huddle begins now. We're so very, very happy that you're with us. Drew Doherty, your host, as well as Deepi Sidhu, my good pal, my friend, and she works for HoustonTexans.com, Texans TV, Texans Radio. You wear many, many hats. Good to have you here.
Great to be here, Drew, and I'm glad that you started off with friend.
Yes.
Co-worker second.
Yes, first of all. And you know what else? She's wearing battle red, which is perfect because just this week, Deepi, the Houston Texans announced their themes for their games. And you might be at home saying, themes? What are you talking about? Well, you don't just play the Jaguars. You don't just play the Colts. There's Battle Red Day. There's Deep Steel Sunday, et cetera, et cetera. It's a fun week when you find out what those themes are going to be, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll be pulling this shirt back out in December.
Good.
December 18th for the Jaguars. That's the Battle Red Day. So you know what to wear, what t-shirt to wear.
No
doubt. Fans are really into this.
Absolutely. You got to coordinate what jersey you're going to go with. But there's also some good ones. You have Breast Cancer Awareness Day. That's always a big one. Salute to Service. Everybody gets jazzed about that because there's so many different components of that game that week.
Yeah, you know, in the opening game, let's not forget Liberty White.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 15th anniversary of September 11th. And so in order to honor the first responders in New York City, players will be donning all white, so
yeah.
Feel free to wear your white as well, Liberty White.
Each game is a big game no matter what, but it's fun to have these themes along with it. You know what else is fun? Talking with John Perry. He's the tight ends coach for the Houston Texans, and he's been here now in his third year. He's got a big task in front of him with guys like C.J. Fedorowicz and Ryan Griffin and some of the younger guys under him. Always cool catching up with him.
I love catching up with John Perry. It's no wonder that he's been a friend of Bill O'Brien since grade school. I think third grade, in fact.
Yeah.
And the two of them, you know, they crossed paths in their career once at Brown. One year, Perry was the wide receivers coach and Bill O'Brien was inside linebackers. But after that, they sort of veered off in their own directions. Perry stayed up in the Northeast. We know where Bill O'Brien has been. And Perry most recently came from Delaware, but he spent 5 years as the head coach of Merrimack. And here he is with the tight ends group. And we get a lot of questions about the tight ends and what the situation is going to be with them this year.
How's everything going this OTAs? What have you seen from your guys, C.J. Fedorowicz, Ryan Griffin, Anthony Denham, you know, Anderson, and not necessarily in that order. What have you seen out of that core?
Yeah, these guys have come out and they've worked hard. The good thing is we took the approach of really focusing on, you know, what they're things they need to work on, and they've really taken ownership of that as a group and as an individual, and they've really focused on that from, you know, the top guys down, you know, right down to the bottom. And then, you know, CJ's done those things. You know, Griffin's obviously working to get healthy. You know, Anthony has worked on, you know, working on the playbook and all those things. And then, you know, Steven Anderson's trying to just catch up as quickly as he can. So that's kind of been the approach. And, you know, I've been impressed so far with what each one of them has been able to do individually and collectively.
Yeah, growth-wise, what have you seen out of CJ?
He's taken a really good approach throughout the spring because he, you know, I think now going into his third year, he really knows what to anticipate. So he's really focusing in on, like, you know, pre-snap, you know, what do I need to do to execute my assignment, whether it's run game or it's in the pass game. He's really getting a better approach that way. And that's helped him, you know, now execute his assignment because, like, he has some anticipation and there's a better awareness. So that's one thing that he's really improved on throughout the spring. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, he did get banged up there and he's missed a couple practices, but that was where the direction he was going and he's doing a good job of that.
What's the main goal for the time off in between minicamp and training camp and then once you get to training camp?
Individually or, like, just as a collective?
Yeah, as a tight ends group.
Yeah, as a group, they need to know that, like, I mean, at the end of the day, our you know, our paychecks are coming through because we're going to be able to put the pads on and really hit somebody. So I think from a mentality standpoint, we got to know that, like, we want to make this a great run game so then the play-action game gets better and then we're in these manageable third downs and things like that. And if we take that approach, you know, when the pads go on, so I think it's kind of a mental approach from here until training camp, like, what do I need to do to really execute when the pads get on?
Yeah, Bill O'Brien has mentioned that it's a little trickier to evaluate the guys on both sides of the line, offensive and defensive. I guess that kind of falls into your group a little bit as well, right?
Yeah, well, these guys would have to be, you know, jack of all trades.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, they kind of get a piece of everything. But certainly, you know, like you said, their mindset has to be like, hey, let's have an effective run game. Let's really be effective there. And like I said, then that leads to better play action, better pass game, more manageable situations. You know, and that's where we can be the most effective. You know, if we just have to line up and four wide receivers the entire time because we're in longer situations, that's not going to be advantageous for the tight end group. So it starts with good first downs, you know, and executing in the run game and the play action game, and then really getting things moving from there. So, you know, if we continue that approach when fall camp comes, then I think it'll be something exciting to look forward to.
Cool catching up with Perry, and you know, a lot of times one of his players, a tight end, lines up to the left of Dwayne Brown, left tackle for the Houston Texans, former All-Pro, multiple Pro Bowls, and it sounds like he's going to be ready at some point during training camp, which is fantastic news for the Houston Texans
it's
offense.
It's so fantastic, yeah. And so crucial that Dwayne Brown comes back. And he's been working out and rehabbing his quad. We know he had the quad surgery. He was carted off the field towards the end of the season. Terrible to see something like that. But he's working his way back, and Bill O'Brien said that he's really hopeful that Dwayne will return sometime in training camp.
You know, he's the most tenured Texan. He's been here since 2008, so nobody's been with this team longer on the current squad, and his leadership is something that's come to the fore. We saw some of that during minicamp and OTAs, didn't we?
We absolutely did. Even though he wasn't on the practice field, he was out there every single day. He was there in meetings, and the leadership of a guy like Dwayne Brown, especially when there's so many new players coming to the mix, has been vital. Even Brock Osweiler even talked about it. Having a guy like Dwayne, he's just sort of a steady influence on the whole team.
Today we take the AFC South, and we ain't giving that up.
You can choose any NFL all-time great to be your teammate on this current team. What NFL all-time great are you choosing?
Favorite NFL player of all time is Vaughn Taylor. So I choose him.
You're the third person that's brought him into the equation. First offensive player to do so. Why LT? I mean, it's an obvious question, but your words, why LT?
Just his mentality, man. His approach to the game is so intense. Just, you know, the hands down, you know, the best to do it, you know, for, you know, a long time, you know. And for me personally, I like him because he raised the expectations and the salary for left tackles.
On top of that, Kareem also chose him, and Kareem said, in addition to all the stuff on the field, in the locker room, he's going to make people laugh. He's also going to scare the hell out of people.
Yeah. His personality was awesome. And I think, you know, in a locker room, you have to have different personalities to create a great locker room. And, you know, his was it was questionable at times, I think. And but I think his teammates loved him, you know, and never a dull moment. So that'd be great to have.
Okay, training camp. What is the main thing you're trying to accomplish this training camp?
To get out there. It's my main thing. You know, it's been a grind, you know, and I'm very, very grateful for it, you know, where I am right now in my process, you know, and it would be great to get out there and training camp with my guys to get ready for the season.
I was going to say, you look good. How far away are you?
It's hard to say right now. You know, I'm still looking at just being out there for week one. You know, but as things go on, you know, we'll see if I get there earlier. So I'm very optimistic about it, though.
Now, in general, what's the main thing you try to accomplish when you play in a preseason game?
To get any rust off, you know, going and you know, it's always fun because you go against each other so much in training camp, and you know, to go out there in a stadium environment, going against someone you're not as familiar with, you know, it just triggers different things in you mentally. You know, that you have to, you know, prepare for, you know, and just things that kind of go away as the off season comes about. So you just have to knock the rust off and just, you know, get your feet wet.
How do you deal with pressure in a game situation? What do you do to handle pressure?
Take a deep breath, you know. I've been doing this for a long time now, so I kind of embrace pressure. I embrace those crucial moments. Take a deep breath and just kind of seize it.
What's your favorite primetime memory as a Houston Texan?
We had a lot of great games that we came up on losing end up. So I'm trying to remember.
But
one.
You also had Cincinnati last year. You had Chicago in 12.
There we go. Yeah, Cincinnati last year was probably the best one. You know, considering where we were in the standings, already they were undefeated. They're undefeated, right, going to that game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, undefeated and going to that game, and you know, a lot of people didn't give us a shot to go in there and win. You know, and to come out of there with a win, you know, in prime time was big for us.
How loud does this place get when it's at its loudest, and what's it like?
It's one of the loudest that I've been a part of. It gives you goosebumps, you know, when you hear how loud it can get here. I can only imagine what it's like on as a opposing team. It's a very electric environment, you know, and I'm excited, you know, to experience it this year.
How excited for Mexico are you?
I'm excited. You know, I don't quite know what to expect, you know, but it'll be something different. You know, I've been playing this my ninth year, you know, and I've never played out of the country. So to go somewhere else and play, you know, in an environment where fans don't really have football at all, you know, I'm sure it'll be a lot of excitement and a great atmosphere for us there. And, you know, our Hispanic fan base is insane, yeah. You know, so I know it'll be a lot of support there for us. And just looking forward to it, looking forward to winning more than anything.
No doubt. You need to speak your Spanish too, right?
Un poquito, Espanol.
Did you take any in college or was it all high school?
Took it in high school.
High school, yeah.
Yeah, that's so long ago.
Yeah, if you don't use it, you lose it, so.
Yeah.
So the big fella on the left side, definitely one guy to watch during August, and then once the season gets going, for sure, so would be great to have Dwayne Brown back. John Weeks, long snapper for the Houston Texans. He went to his first Pro Bowl this January and February, did some nice things there. He really has the respect of all the specialists around the league, but he also can dabble in Spanish and Turkish, DB. Did you know that?
I did know that because I actually had a chance to catch up with him earlier in the year, and he's lived all over the world. He lived in Turkey for a while growing up, and then I remember him saying that he learned Spanish a little bit later on in his lifetime, so he should be doing all right in Mexico City. You had a chance to talk to him, and he didn't seem too thrilled about his Spanish, did he?
How's your Spanish?
Not very good at all.
Why not?
So let's go with the funner story of when I grew up, I lived in Turkey for 4 years.
Okay.
When I was living in Turkey, they actually taught us Turkish. When I moved back to the States, which was in third grade, I moved back to Phoenix, they decided to teach me Spanish, and my Turkish and Spanish molded into some kind of language. I'm not 100% sure what it is.
Turkish?
No. But it's a mixture of Turkish and Spanish, so it's interesting.
How's your Turkish?
At one time, very good. Not too solid anymore. I haven't really refreshed up on it, but
it's the first time I've ever asked this. But give me a phrase in Turkish that you could say.
You put me on the spot. Now I don't remember.
How about mother? I believe, please get a gallon of milk.
Yeah, you're getting way too crazy. I mean, I believe thank you in Turkish is teşekkürüm.
Teşekkürüm?
Yeah.
Teşekkürüm, John.
Same to you, brother.
Are you excited about the trip to Mexico City? Obviously, all y'all are focused on playing the Raiders, beating the Raiders. But around that, there's going to be some interesting, you know, plots, storylines, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun, cool trip. Obviously, you know, it's a business trip for us. We're going to go over there and try to take care of business. But I think expanding, you know, to different areas is awesome. There's obviously NFL fans around the world, and it's cool to go out there and play in front of them.
Teşekkürüm.
So if John Weeks has any trouble with Spanish, you know he can always count on Xavier Suafilo.
No doubt, yeah.
He's very fluent in Espanol.
No doubt. That's going to be a lot of fun, and I can't wait to go to Mexico City. Okay, we still have likes and stuff with you. We still have Dear Drew with me, and we've got to eat and play smart because that's very important, DP.
Always.
Always. Don't go anywhere. Texans Huddle. It's coming right back.